This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The end of the calendar year brings with it some economic deadlines, transactions you might want to make for tax purposes for one thing, also healthcare, specifically something called flexible spending accounts. Your company sets aside a chunk of your paycheck before taxes are taken out, and then you can use that money to pay certain medical expenses. Since you're spending pre-tax dollars, it's a way to get a bit more healthcare for your money. But FSAs are also kind of a gamble, right? Because if you don't use the money you set aside, you lose it. So with an eye firmly on the healthcare calendar, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains how FSAs came to be the way they are today.
Maybe around this time of year, you are checking your flexible spending account. And maybe you are like first-time user Celeste Smith.
I had not used any of my FSA up until December.
Someone randomly mentioned it, and so she checked her balance. With a flexible spending account, you can sometimes carry over $500 into the next year. But for the most part, if you don't use it, you'll lose it.
I looked this morning, saw the amount of money that I had in there.
As in all of it, $800.
And within 2 hours, I had booked and attended an eye doctor appointment. I have an appointment with a frames specialist later today, and then probably end up going and figuring out what other little things like sunscreen and, you know, what over-the-counter medication can I get with that.
Critics of FSAs point out that, you know, for people who have thousands of dollars that they haven't used in December, it often leads to a spike in unnecessary medical care expenditures.
Rick Lindquist is co-author of The End of Employer-Provided Health Insurance. Around 8% of people leave money in their FSAs, on average about $172. There are actual online stores whose sole purpose is to find ways to get people to spend their remaining FSA money at the end of the year. So what will happen to the money if you do not spend it?
What happens to it is it goes back to your employer.
Paul Fronston is with the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
It's theirs to keep, and they can use it to offset any losses.
And there are losses, because when you sign up for an FSA and you tell your employer to take out like $1,200 from your paycheck over the year, the employer has to make all of that available on day one of the new year, before a cent has actually been taken out of your paycheck.
Yeah, I could say get a LASIK surgery on January 2nd, submit the receipt on January 3rd, get reimbursed on the 4th, and quit my job on the 5th. If that happens, my employer is out $1,200.
The leftover money can also be used to pay for the administration of the plan. But why are there all these rules around FSAs at all?
What survives today is not logical, because it wasn't really designed to exist the way it now exists.
Dallas Salisbury is president of the Long-Term Care Quality Alliance. He's been in the benefits industry for almost 5 decades. He says FSAs started in the late 70s because a group of major employers in the country wanted to get out of paying for all of their employees' health insurance. The Revenue Act of 1978 was passed, allowing this to happen. The idea was, at the time, if you give people FSAs, they would choose high-deductible insurance plans that were cheaper for their employers.
In hindsight, that package proved unsuccessful.
Employees ended up demanding that employers pay most of their health insurance costs. They took the tax-deductible FSAs, and the government became concerned it was losing too much tax revenue on these early FSAs. Congress came up with the use-it-or-lose-it rule in 86.
It was purposefully put there to annoy and to limit use.
The IRS made rules about what expenses qualify and what don't. Obamacare added even more rules. You have to keep receipts and fill out annoying forms. But all these years later, there is still an entire industry around using up FSA money and administering FSA plans. And Americans are still saving money by using them. They put at least $40 billion into FSAs each year. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
We have a guide for all things FSA on our website. The important stuff, too, how to calculate how much you ought to put in and what you can spend that money on. Check it out, marketplace.org.